SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden dropping out of the 2024 race today after losing the backing of fellow Democrats, plus his disastrous debate with Donald Trump. Now, Biden will remain as president of the United States, but the move throws the Democrats into chaos just moments and months, rather, before the election. The president has endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. Donald Trump, meanwhile, says Harris would be easier to defeat. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle will be in the hot seat this week. She's been called to testify on the security breaches which led to the assassination attempt on Donald Trump.
Well, I was very disappointed to hear some of the things that she told us. I've been very disappointed in the leadership of the Secret Service. I've already called for her resignation. She needs to leave. The fact that that building wasn't covered, these guys were supposed to have three perimeters, and all three of them failed, it's really unconscionable.
And as Tennessee Congressman Mark Green, who chairs the House Homeland Security Committee. Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump promises to deport some of those who have entered the country illegally during the Biden administration.
That is why, as soon as I take the oath of office, we will begin the largest deportation operation in the history of our country, even larger than that of President Dwight D. Eisenhower. Many years ago, he was a big deportation person.
In Dallas, four firefighters are now recovering from injuries after their engine crashed on an expressway bridge and landed on a railroad track early Sunday morning. All four of the firefighters remain hospitalized. This is SRN News. A Democrat goes after two Supreme Court justices.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has filed impeachment articles against Justice Clarence Thomas and Justice Samuel Alito. They are two of the more conservative members of the court and helped to reverse Roe v. Wade. The congresswoman claims the two justices are, quote, prone to corruption and must be removed. However, her impeachment effort has zero chance of being approved by the House of Representatives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge's ruling will keep an abortion question on the South Dakota ballot in November. A judge dismissed a suit filed by a pro-life group seeking to have it removed. The state is slated to be one of at least six that will ask residents if they want to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. So far, voters supporting the side favored by abortion advocates in each of the seven ballot measures. This is SRN News. They are coming down on timeshares. The United States imposing sanctions on three Mexican accountants and four different firms allegedly linked to a timeshare fraud ring run by Jalisco New Generation Drug Cartel.
In addition, Treasury and the FBI have issued a notice to banks with a reminder to be vigilant in detecting and reporting timeshare fraud perpetrated by Mexico-based transnational criminal organizations. Timeshare fraud targeting Americans results in tens of millions of dollars in losses annually. In 2022, the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center received over 600 complaints with losses of roughly $39.6 million.
And this just now, reporting of President Biden and recapping, he is dropping out of the race but will stay on as president. More details at SRNnews.com.